views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn is a hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Lizanne will uncover life lessons for both animal and human from the animal's perspective and will share the wise voices of our wild animal companions. It's an animal's unquestionable intuition that guides Lizanne, a world-renowned animal communicator. Learn why your companion selected you and how you might experience love, compassion, and understanding. For all animals. They're here to help us understand the mirror they are for our life journey. Lizanne will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? Now, here's your host, Lizanne Flynn.
Hey, everybody, I'm Lizanne Flynn, and you're listening to The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to Thursday, everybody. Today is January the 23rd, 2014, and I don't know what the weather is like in your corner of the world, and to all of my friends and listeners and compadres out there on the East Coast, I'm going to send you a ton, just a ton, of this fabulous Colorado sunshine that we have going on here right now. We did get some snow last night, but it's a little bit powdery. Sometimes this time of year for us, it doesn't hold a whole lot of moisture. Usually we get our spring snows, and those are the ones that are usually pretty wet, and that's what makes our part of the country a little bit moist. But certainly wherever you are, I wish you lots and lots of sunshine today in the true form of sunshine and in the energetic form of sunshine. I'm doubly excited to be here with you today because I've got the most amazing guest on my show, Jean Ann Nevling, and we'll get to Jean Ann here in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about healing crystals today, and one of the reasons why I'm so excited about this show is that crystals, those things of the earth, are living just as plants, animal beings, human beings, other things in our world are living. They're made up of energy, and they are remarkably intuitive and have an innate sense of who they are, the crystals themselves, and how they can help facilitate healing not only in your life but in your companion animals' lives. And we're going to be talking about different ways that you can do that, how to best to do that. If you have any questions about any general speaking questions about what sort of crystals Jean Ann might have had experience with in dealing with cats or dogs, we would welcome your call in, 1-800-930-2819. You can also go to the website, Transformation Talk Radio, to the homepage and send us a live question or comment. On the right-hand side of that homepage, if memory serves, there's a little box, and you can click on that to say, send a comment now, and I have that website all dialed up, so I'm happy to take all of the questions and comments that you might have for us today. But let's get right into it because we have so much to talk about. And usually my time with Jean Ann goes, way too quickly. So Jean Ann Nevling is an empath who specializes in spiritual healing and working with crystals in a powerful and transformative way. She teaches classes on both spiritual awakening and using crystals for healing through the chakra system. She runs a fabulous crystal mineral store and healing practice in Lakewood, Colorado, and I can personally attest to it being fabulous and wonderful. I've been in there myself. You can contact Jean Ann at crystalclarityllc@yahoo.com. And a word about that, if you send Jean Ann an email, she sends out one of the best monthly newsletters. I think it's monthly. I'll have to ask her about that. One of the best monthly newsletters I have ever read. It's not very long. It's to the point. It is always chock full of information about a featured crystal for the month, the ways in which you might use that featured crystal of the month, what's going on energetically with the world, all sorts of fabulous information. And this last newsletter she sent out was specifically about dealing with companion animals. So we'll be talking about that here in just a little bit as well. So Jean Ann, welcome to the Animal's Eye View.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm thrilled to be here.
We're just delighted to have you here. So tell us a little bit about how you came to be involved with crystals.
Okay. I had a job in a metaphysical store years ago, and they primarily sold crystals. It was when crystals were first coming into the market, and the first books on crystals were being written and published, and suddenly I needed to learn about crystals. And so I started thumbing through all the books and trying to understand what they did and what they were and what they looked like. And people would come in every day, well, what can I do with this crystal or that one? Or I need a crystal to help me study, or I need a crystal to help me in my business, or I need a crystal to help me calm down. And at first I would just look it up in the books and start playing around with them myself. And then I started to make some energetic connections with what the crystals were doing for me and others, and why the books had certain descriptions about them. Because I began to feel the crystal energy in my body and what the crystal actually did for me. And then I began to understand, for example, Botswana agate. You'll read about that, and historically it's been used for protection when traveling. But what I sensed with it is this incredible feeling of being wide awake and alert and everything looking very clear and focused and lots of energy in my feet. And I would say I'm very grounded and present in the world. And so that's why it's a protection crystal, because if you're that present in the world, you're probably not going to have accidents or, you know, do stupid things, because you're very aware and be more alert. And that's how I begin to understand how they work. And gradually I begin to understand that when a customer held a crystal, especially one that I never could work with and didn't particularly like, and I felt good when that customer held the crystal, that that was what the crystal was doing for them. And so it was over many, many years that I began to put this all together and have the practice that I have today.
So it's so. Let me ask you a question. Would you have considered yourself to be an empath before this calling to, and it sounds like it definitely was a calling to, a calling by crystals to step into their dimension and start working with them?
No.
Were you an empath before?
I didn't recognize that I was an empath, but I was that child who would go to church and throw up for no reason, or go into a mall and feel faint, or not be able to go to a movie, or be overly upset by a story in the news, like it was happening to me for the next week. It was really rather miserable as a child. And I studied a spiritual teaching, and it really helped me learn to close my aura and ground and recognize what were the energies in the room and what weren't. And I at one point did music therapy, and I did a lot with crystals to help me, because I would walk into a room, sit down, observe a music therapist, feel overwhelmed like I needed to start crying, and suddenly the woman in front of me would just start crying, and I'd go, yeah, I'm picking up on her energy.
Well, and that's, you know, it's interesting, and speaking as an empath myself, that it's, for me, it was a really validating thing to be able to then kind of look at the world in a different way and to understand almost from a logical standpoint, okay, this is me and this is how I interact with the world, and these are the things that I can do proactively to have a more positive interaction with the world, given that this is how I am.
That's good. That's really good.
You know, and that's so funny you should bring up church, because I was the child who fainted in church.
Yes.
All of the time. I'm having an aha moment, because not until I heard you talk about getting sick in church did I put that together, Jean Ann. So thank you so much for that today.
You're welcome.
So you were talking about Botswana crystal, and like I usually do during my interviews with you, I have this little list going on the side so I can check out these crystals. But I remember when you and I did an intuitive crystal reading for me, and you said something really significant just a little bit ago. It's how that crystal works with that particular person, because not every crystal is going to resonate and work with every person. Is that true?
This is key. It's not only true, it is, I think, the key to working with crystals. And the more crystal readings I do with different people, where the person sits down and we figure out together which crystals are actually working well for that person, the more I realize that everybody's, their energy fields are so different. And what works for one person won't work for someone else, or what the same crystal, an amethyst, may do one thing for one person and a different thing for someone else.
And I appreciate your saying that it is key, because sometimes I think crystals, you know, their healing properties, fabulous healing properties, are kind of, you know, bandied about, and people get the message perhaps from other sources to say, oh yes, if you want to, you know, have more connection with your higher self and intuition, absolutely go for amethyst. And I can just picture sometimes people reaching for, you know, that particular crystal and expecting something to happen and having instead an entirely different kind of experience. So your words about, and we'll get into this a little bit more after the break, because we're coming up onto the 1 minute mark for our first segment here. And yes, as usual, it's going by too fast. But I really appreciate your saying that it's how it resonates with that person physically and kind of making them aware of their physical response to that crystal.
Or even emotional, mental, or spiritual. You know, we're on the radio, and crystals basically work through resonance amplification. So just as when everyone is tuned into this particular radio station from all the radio stations you could have chose today. Uh-huh. When you pick up a crystal, the crystal will find that one radio station in your energy, that one frequency from all the other frequencies in your aura to resonate with. And just like everyone is listening to this one radio station right now, the crystal will continue its broadcast in your field until you become aware of what the crystal's saying.
Absolutely.
And that can be an emotion, it can be a thought, it can be a habit, it can be a meditation, it can be sleep. It can be anything that the crystal has found a resonance or an agreement in your energy field with. And you may become aware of what the crystal is resonating to you, or you may not. You may just feel better and not really know why.
Oh, it's so interesting. Well, in myself, I kind of prefer to deal with it on an awareness sort of standpoint. But everybody, I hope you'll stay tuned. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My special guest is Jean Ann Neveling. I hope you'll stay tuned as we discover more about the fascinating world of crystals. Stay tuned.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn, and we have the fabulous and amazing Jeanne-Ann Neveling with us today, talking all about crystals, not only for yourself, but for your animal companions. And we're just getting started, so we're kind of delving into how to choose crystals for yourself, kind of how crystals interact with your own personal energy field, because let's face it, we're like snowflakes. Not one of us is exactly like the other. And Jeanne-Ann, you can reach Jeanne-Ann by sending her an email. Her website is in transition right now. So if you would send her an email at crystalclarity, C-L-A-R-I-T-Y-L-L-C at yahoo.com. And as I said at the top of the hour, she has the most wonderful newsletter. And it's so, I love it because it's just so full of useful information. This is not a fluff newsletter. This is a newsletter that comes out, and it must be the crystal energy because it's very grounded, it's very to the point, and it's just, but it has a lovely way of just kind of inviting you to step into the world of crystals. It's absolutely fabulous. So Jeanne-Ann, before the break, we were talking about how crystals, the key thing to remember with humans and crystals is that they do interact with energy fields differently, and that it's important to pay attention when you want to work more directly with crystals of how they affect you personally. Right?
Right.
And so how does one choose a crystal to work with? I mean, when I've worked with my clients before, depending upon where I'm at, I invite them to hold the crystal in their palms, to close their eyes, and then kind of focus inward and see if there's a resonance either physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. Are there things that people, some kind of like telltale signs that people should look for in choosing a crystal?
There are. Mainly the best way, and this doesn't always happen, is that the crystal just chooses you. Or, you know, my joke about it is how I went into a rest stop once on a trip and came out with an $80 topaz necklace, you know. It just grabbed me. It was like, I have to come with you. And I wore it for a really long time. But I've seen customers do this in all my retail experience. They'll admire a crystal or a pendant, and then they'll hem-haw around about buying it, and then they'll come back days later and want it, and they can't get it off their mind. And that's the crystal choosing you, or on some subconscious level, you and the crystal have already made that resonance, and you know that's right. So that's the very best way. That's when you know it's going to be a great crystal for you. Other than that, it's really important in this culture for us to get our minds out of the way, our rational mind, our kind of bookish mind, where we look the crystals up in the book and decide that these are the ones we have to have. And just kind of look at them and use your intuition. What draws you? What do you feel pulled to? Or which one looks like it has a stronger aura if you're somewhat clairvoyant? Or when you pick one up, do you get a yes or no word in your mind on it? So those are the best ways, is to use your intuition. And if you don't have a very strong intuition, you can start practicing with the crystals. Most people can tell if they feel good or bad when they hold a crystal. So you pick up a crystal and you just notice, do I feel good? Do I feel bad? And what does that look like? Do I feel anxious? Do I feel calm? Those kind of things. Do I feel sleepy? So you start with that. What do I really feel? And then you go from there. Because if you feel good with the crystal, it's going to be a good, what I call, fit for you. And then you can come into someone like me, and I can tell you what chakras it's resonating with and what it's supposed to do and what it will do for you and how to work with it and things like that. So that would be the first step. Is it's just like trying on shoes. You try on those shoes. You walk around and you go, gee, does that pinch or not? Where am I wearing this? Is this the right shoe for what I'm doing with it? Very similar.
And you make an excellent point about people tuning in to how they feel and also about setting the rational mind or the thinking mind aside. And I do think that that's an excellent point. And I talk a lot with people about that relationship between themselves as a spiritual being and their body and developing that relationship and allowing the body to kind of help you to guide you in that way and choosing that crystal. So those are excellent points and advice for people. And so when I talked earlier in the introduction about the intuitive abilities and the intelligence, if you will, of the crystals. Can you share with us just a little bit about a definition of the word diva, mm-hmm. and how does it apply to crystals?
Oh, okay. Well, divas are types of nature spirits or nature intelligences, and they oversee the growth and development of crystals. They maintain the crystal structure and form and its internal molecular structure. These terms came out in the 80s, I believe, with the Findhorn work in Scotland, where some of those clairvoyants were able to see these beings around plants that they were growing literally in the sand in Scotland, and how the plants would grow and thrive. And they would talk to the plants, nature spirit guide, kind of like we have guardian angels. They're kind of like the guardian angels. But in crystals, they're more than that. They literally help build the crystal's form and its subtle energy form and maintain that.
And so is it possible for people to see the devas?
Yeah, if you're developed clairvoyant, you could see the crystal's diva. I have a colleague who can talk to the crystal's diva and ask it to change the crystal and heal the crystal and everything else. Or if we're going to program a crystal, he'll go into the crystal and look around in it and see if it's one that can be programmed for what we're doing and talk to the diva about it and get permission, then we can program it. It is possible with a well-developed intuition.
And programming a crystal, is that a really involved process? And what would you program a crystal for?
Well,
an example, if you could share with
crystals
us.
Crystals already come with a purpose and a program, just like when you use your computer and you pull up Microsoft Excel, that already has a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, better not be writing a letter with it, you know?
Right.
And the crystals already do that, too. They come with an agenda. Each one of them has a purpose and a mission it's trying to teach you. It has a polarity. It has a strength and a quality, and it has these frequency and pulses, and it can already do things. But on top of that, you can actually ask it to remember one thing. Just like if you typed one thing in your computer and saved it on your hard drive, and then you could refer to that. You can add an additional vibration or program to it. With strong focus and will and intention, until it gets that program stored in it.
Oh, that's fascinating. That's so cool. I had no idea. That's really amazing.
It's very cool. Some people can hear what we're saying and just do it, and other people maybe not so. So, you know, I always say that you should have someone teach you how to program it so you can get, again, that intuitive sense of, is the program in there? Will the program play back? Just like if you were tape recording a program on TV or on the radio, you know, are you getting it on tape? How is the playback quality? And then you have that dedicated purpose for the crystal, that additional program.
So it sounds like there's a number of different things that crystals can help with. What are the, like memory, those sorts of things, grounding? What other different kinds of things can a crystal help with?
They can help with just about anything. Now, I do have the caveat, I always say, the disclaimer, that they're not a substitute for qualified medical attention, psychiatric attention, psychological help. But they do seem to help in many areas. I personally don't think they help with actual physical healing because I don't think that they have a biochemical effect on the body. So we're really looking more at the energy field, the subtle bodies, the energy body, the emotional body, the mental body, the spiritual connection body, and changing those energies. But they can do just about anything, from helping you with the mind, things that you're working on, to helping you at work, helping you to screen out other people's energies, helping you to learn certain things, like to be kinder or more loving, helping you to process things. They're really a great adjunct with any kind of therapy that people are doing.
Well, and then that's so interesting to me. And I have to, well, and this is kind of an add-on question to that. And are you aware of therapists in particular that are actively working with crystals in their practice? You know, say, for instance, with psychotherapy, is that?
No, but I wish I were. I often have people come in and go, they'll pick up a crystal and have an emotional release and go, that was better than therapy. Why can't my therapist do this? And it's because the therapist is working with the mind and the feelings and the consciousness, but the crystal is working with these little energetic patterns out in
yes.
the field, you know?
Right, absolutely.
Or someone will come in and they'll go, well, that was 20 years ago when that person died. Why am I crying about this? I thought I worked through that. Well, because the energy is still out in the field somewhere.
Yes, absolutely.
And so that's why they're such a nice, they address a different thing, I guess, a different level.
Well, and I think you make an excellent point that certainly there can be... They can be a fabulous tool, and I'm reminded of like aromatherapy, crystals, anything I think that has to do with energy. Reiki comes to mind, massage, all those sorts of things.
Yeah.
I mean, I think in our culture, and we'll talk about this a little bit after break, we kind of tend to lop the head off from the body, and we don't understand that we're dealing actually with the mind-body or the body-mind.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that that's changing, and certainly by, you know, having someone like you out there and really working with educating people and all kinds of people, not just people who are in therapy, but therapists themselves about, you know, the so many different, I guess I'd call them gifts from the earth that really can help us facilitate our own self-healing. So everybody, I hope you find this as fascinating as I do. I'm Lizanne Flynn. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My guest is Jean Ann Nevling. We're talking about crystals. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after a short break.
Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Feel like you just can't find your happiness? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My special guest today is Jeanann Nevling, who's also here in the fabulous state of Colorado. I'm very lucky that she is here, and her office is not very far from me. So I love going into Jeanann's store. And if you'd like to reach Jeanann yourself, you can certainly send her an email at crystalclarityllc@yahoo.com. And just before the break, we were talking about resonance with particular crystals, choosing crystals for yourself, inviting people, how to bring that crystal energy into their lives, the tool that it can be for and to support and complement any other kind of either traditional or maybe even non-traditional energy work that you're doing for yourself. Because let's face it, in this human experience, it is about facilitating self-healing first and foremost for ourselves so that we then can be of service to others in whatever way we choose and facilitate and support them in their own self-healing process. And Jeanann, as it relates to that, as human beings evolve, as spiritual beings in our human experience and as we continue to evolve, do crystals evolve like humans do? And if so, how can we help them do this?
Well, crystals they're very similar to us. They're part of the nature kingdom. And just like us, some of them are not all born perfect. We always think all crystals are perfect, but they're not. It depends on how they were formed and shaped and what happened to them when they started out. So some crystals are naturally stronger than others. It's our interaction with them. We can actually help them evolve, too, with our own positive thoughts and feelings and intentions. They actually grow stronger. And conversely, if we are in a very bad space and we can't quite get the message of what the crystal is trying to show us, we can actually kind of drag the crystal's energy down and change it at its internal molecular level so that it actually goes out of coherence and gets weaker and weaker and weaker. When you help the crystal and you're working well with it and you're actually helping its evolution, it will look brighter and clearer and happier, and you can even clear clouds out of clear quartz, and it will just look like a higher quality crystal. And when we are hard on crystals, and I'm not saying we're deliberately hard on that kingdom. I think a lot of people just don't know that crystals have this actual energy, and just like a cell phone, we can drain them of that energy, and we need to take care of them. So when we're hard on the crystal, we can drain color out of it. I've seen people do that. It can crack and even break, and it will start to store all kinds of negative thought forms, like grief or anger or sadness, confusion. Someone like me will pick it up and tell you exactly what's in that crystal. And so that's when they need to be cleared out, because they're not able to get their message across to us. Or even if they are, even if we're learning unconditional love from the crystal, it still may take on some of those wacko energies in us that it's helping us to let go of.
And so are there things that people can do to cleanse their crystals? Is it a time by time thing, in that one time you pick up the crystal and you think to yourself, yep, wow, this still feels pretty good. And another time you pick it up a little further in the future and it's like, huh, this isn't feeling the same way anymore. It's interesting, because I think people might leap to the conclusion that, mm-hmm. That it is the crystal, and perhaps in likelihood it is. Or is it also possible that the person, that the resonance has changed with that particular crystal? And that's a lot of questions for you, and I apologize.
There are a lot of questions. One of the questions, it sounds like, is how do you clear your crystal?
Yes, thank you.
You put it, most you can just usually put it in dry sea salt, and that salt will pull the negative energies out, and then you throw that salt away, because it will have the negative energies in it. That's like the universal, easy, everybody can do it kind of a way, just like, you know, we all learn how we can all take a shower and clean ourselves off.
Right.
Then you can put them in sunlight, and that will clear them out. Trying to think of other easy ways. Jewelry, if you're going to do the sea salt, just put your jewelry in a plastic bag and zip it up, so that you don't mess up the setting with the salt. But those, I think, are the two easiest ways. Sometimes people can run Reiki energies or smudge or other clearing energies, and that will really help too. But usually healers kind of can sense when that's working and when it isn't. So for a general population, I always just say use the dry sea salt, because we know that works, and you don't have to really sense that that works. So that's an excellent way to keep them, to help them. You did make a good observation that they crash over time, and it depends on where you and the crystal have been that day. I mean, you can be having a wonderful time at work, and you have a crystal that's helping you think clearly, and then all of a sudden you have a really bad day, and that crystal will then really need to be cleared too. If you're having a bad day, so is your crystal, believe me. But other than that, they do kind of go over time until it gets to be where you have to get those energies cleared out. Some people will clear the crystal every day and just kind of keep a maintenance thing up with it, and others will go, wow, this really doesn't feel good. I bet I need to clear it. Your animal companions usually can tell you when your crystal needs to be cleared, because they will stop playing with it or they won't go near it. So that's another big clue. Oh, goodness. What was your other... You had another question there. I'm trying to think of what it was.
The other question was, I think you answered it, which was how do we know when crystals need to be cleansed, and what do we do for that purpose?
Okay.
And I appreciate your bringing up companion animals, because we haven't even touched on how to work with crystals and companion animals. And for the purposes of our discussions, for everybody who's listening, we're going to be using mostly cats and dogs, although certainly if you have other companion animals, birds, horses, rabbits, perhaps even reptiles, that would also be on a case-by-case basis. But would you say, Jeanne-Anne, that the basic guidelines that we're going to talk about would be the same for those kinds of animals?
They are the same times about 20 million, because the animals are extremely sensitive to the crystal energies and respond to them much more quickly than we do. They don't have the mind in the way of going, oh, but I have to wear this pendant. My grandmother gave it to me. I don't care if it's not the right one. You know, they don't have all that stuff. And they just respond very, very quickly. And I've often used them as an example of that crystals have real energy, whether we believe in it or not, because I always meet those people like, oh, no, that can't be real. And you just watch your animal, and you'll see that they'll respond to crystals in certain ways. And it actually kind of proves a lot of what's been written about crystals. I once talked to a guy who said his cats would go put their heads in his amethyst geode. You know, he had this big amethyst geode that sat on the floor, and then they'd go to sleep around it. So, you know, that's kind of showing that the amethyst really is a relaxing crystal.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and I think you, one of the key points that I know I talk about with people and their companion animals, and certainly aromatherapy and essential oils, and I think the same thing would be true, is offering the crystal to the animal and letting them make the choice.
Yes. Yes, and I've done crystal readings on animal companions. I used to work in a store here and did a little bit of that. Now I just kind of do it long distance, kind of try the crystal on the animal companion and say, see how your animal responds. But they really do. They will lay down on the crystal they like. They'll move away from the ones they don't. And a lot of times they don't really know what you're doing. They just kind of look at you like, what are you doing putting all these tumble crystals on the floor? You know? But when I first started this, I had this friend, and she's an animal communicator, and she said, well, you know, Jeannie-Ann, animals have the same chakras as we do, and so they can have crystals too, and they'll work the same way. And I was like, really? And so we did try that on her dog, and you know, she said when she brought her dog into the store, actually, and she said, that, you know, that I just want, her dog had been severely abused. It was a rescue dog. And so here's this grown dog, and she says to me, I just want my dog to stop trying to kill the postman every day. And I thought, well, you know, that's kind of a really good goal, you know. But I was kind of afraid of the dog at that point. I didn't want to go in the same room. So I'd hand her a crystal, say, take this one in. And that dog actually laid down on top of a green adventurine, a little tumbled stone. You know, it was about a dollar green adventurine, wouldn't get off of it. So she took that one home, and he kind of, he really needed that energy, and you'll see this with the animal companions. They will adopt a crystal that they really need.
Absolutely.
And so she said, well, you know, he's sleeping in his bed now. And I was like, okay, that's nice. And she said, no, you don't understand. He's never slept in his bed until I put the crystal in there. So, and she even took the bed apart and washed it and put it back together, and he wouldn't get in it, and he would look at the bed and look at her, and she finally realized she forgot to put the adventurine in there.
So, oh, isn't that interesting?
It's very interesting. And that's a dramatic example of when your animal companion really needs a certain frequency in the crystal. That's what will happen.
Well, and I think that and everybody will get into this a little bit more after our break. How fabulously amazing animals are! I know I'm preaching to the choir about this, and how working with crystals can really facilitate their healing for them. And it's a wonderful thing, I think, to share with your companion animals. So, everybody, this is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. My special guest is Jeannie-Ann Nevling. We're talking about crystals. We hope you stay tuned.
Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Everybody, welcome back. This is the Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. And before we get back into it with my amazing and wonderful guest, Jean Ann Neveling, and we're talking all about crystals, not only for you, but for your fabulous and amazing companion animals as well, I would invite you to go to my website, www.theanimalseyeview.com. All my information is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my newsletter as well. I would invite you to go to my Facebook fan page, The Animals Eye View, and with the number one, to give me a like if you'd like. And you can also friend me on Facebook. I've got a number of very kind people who are very generous and shoot me a like or send me a friend request, and it's all wonderful energy to me. So whatever resonates for you, I would invite you to do that as well. And Jean Ann's email contact is crystalclarityllc@yahoo.com. Her website is soon to be unveiled, I'm certain, as she's revamping it. And as we left and went into the break, and as Jean Ann said, the time is going by way too fast, we were talking about specifically companion animals and how intuitive they are, how fabulously wise they are about what their needs are on all sorts of different levels, and how important it is to have them choose their own crystals. And Jean Ann, for me, this kind of gets into the category of, as I said, similar to aromatherapy, that what we think works well either for us or what we think with the mind might work very oftentimes has a different effect than what we would think, and that it's important to follow the lead of the animal in choosing that crystal.
It is, because we'll think, oh, you know, my animal companion is angry or sad or something, and maybe none of the above is true. Maybe the animal companion just needs more energy, and we'll choose a clear quartz crystal. So often we don't really know what they need, but they do respond very quickly, and the crystals actually have a stronger effect on them. For instance, we can use crystals for opening our third eye or deep meditation and relaxation. Those same crystals will put your animal companion to sleep. You know, they often need like a less strong piece of the crystal, just a simple tumbled one or a chip of something. They don't need a gemstone usually. they don't need something really strong in general.
Right. And as we went into the break, or actually on break, we were talking about the fact that when you were working with your friend and her dog, who was, you know, having some attacking the postman issues, that animals, their chakras are quite similar to those of humans, and they do have exactly the same energy centers. They have the meridians that you all might be familiar with in Chinese acupuncture and acupressure. I mean, on a physical level, their anatomy and energy patterns are quite similar to ours, only, as Jean-Ann said, they're usually stronger. They're usually a lot more sensitive because they don't have that thinking mind to get through. They just automatically connect with that energy.
Yeah.
And it's and how important it is to let them choose that crystal. So how does that process work, Jean-Ann? When someone's wanting to, say, for instance, choose a crystal, let's use a cat, for example. How would that process work?
Well,
what would you recommend?
Either I would be in the same room with the cat and kind of tune in and just offer that cat different crystals and see what the cat does. And sometimes you have to watch them really closely because, like with cats, they might put their paw in one and then they're done and they're off doing something else. But they've chosen that crystal, you know, even though they're not hanging with the crystal a lot.
Right.
So that's one way. Or the person can just tell me what they're concerned about with their cat, or they can just say, what does my cat need? And I'll tune in and just kind of feel the different chakras and feel what is happening in the chakras, just like I do with people. And I'll go, oh, you know, does your cat have digestive problems? I'm feeling a kind of a tightness in the gut, or does your, you know, the cat has some issues in the heart chakra. And then we'll look at the heart chakra crystals and see which one feels the best. It's a little tricky when there's more than one animal companion in the house, because I have had this experience of choosing crystals for different dogs that the animal guardian asked me for help with long distance, and then she came back and said, well, you know, this dog didn't like the Chrysocolla, but the other one loved it. So it's kind of an odd phenomena, you know, that sometimes
I think that point is well taken. As I say to people a lot of times, that, you know, Just like with human beings, we think of ourselves as individual because we are, and I think animal beings are exactly the same way. They're individual as well. And so I think they do have different energy needs varying from one to the other. And I can see where more than one animal companion in a household, definitely they would have different needs from the other. Absolutely.
Oh, totally. One thing I really want to emphasize when working with your animal companions is to not only let them choose the crystal, but let them choose how long to be with the crystal.
And, oh, yes.
You know, don't put it on their collar. I had this weird thing happen once where this friend of mine wanted a crystal for a cat, and it was green tourmaline. So she came to the store to pick it up, and then she said, oh, it's totally mellowed my cat out. He's not whining and crying all the time and meowing. But he seems kind of like he's been drugged. And I said, with the green tourmaline, this is a crystal for energy and, you know, helping the nervous system. And she said, no, it's this funny-looking little yellow crystal, and it's got this kind of five-sided shape. And she had come into the store, and whoever was running the store that day had sold her a citrine dodecahedron crystal. And she had put that on her cat's collar, and it had knocked her cat out like it had been drugged because it was the wrong crystal. So even with the right crystal, though, you want your animal to be able to tell you when it's time to take the crystal off.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's very hard on the collar to do that. You may find a broken collar if you do that.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think your point is well taken. And I think the same thing with essential oils and aromatherapy, allowing them, because we wouldn't want to just, you know, if we started to sense a crystal in our field or essential oil, and it's just like, yeah, I've had enough of that right now. It's balanced my energy. I'm really okay with that. But now I need to get far, far away from this because it's like too much of a good thing sort of a deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
There will be times, just like with us, your animal companions will be the same way. You'll need a crystal for a while, and then you won't need it again. Or you might not need it for a year, and you'll need it for something different. So it is important to know when you've had enough, when to put it down. when you've learned the lesson of the crystal for now.
Fascinating. Really, Jean-Ann, as usual, you've been a fount of information, and just lovely to share this energetic space with you and talk all about crystals. And everybody, if you would like to shoot Jean-Ann an email and perhaps get a consultation of your own, her email address is crystalclarityllc@yahoo.com. And Jean-Ann, for people who might want to visit you here locally in Lakewood, what are your studio hours, your work office hours?
They're Wednesday and Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturday from 10 to 3 or by appointment.
Okay. So fabulous. All right, everybody. This has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Lizanne Flynn. My amazing guest has been Jean-Ann Neveling. Jean-Ann, thank you so much for being here with me today. Everybody, thank you so much. Take very good care of yourselves and your animal companions this next week, and remember to say to yourself and them at least once a day, I love you. I'm Lizanne Flynn, and this has been The Animal's Eye View on Transformation Talk Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to The Animal's Eye View with Lizanne Flynn. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you? For more information and to schedule a personal session with Lizanne, visit theanimalseyeview.com. That's theanimalseyeview.com. Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?